Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Cal Newport's A World Without Email. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel seen, or just make you want to delete your inbox?
Oh, both, honestly. It's like he's been watching me refresh my email every 5 minutes. This book is basically a wake-up call for anyone who's ever felt busy, but not actually productive.
Right? Newport calls this chaos the hyperactive hive mind, this constant unstructured stream of emails, messages, and meetings. And he says it's not just annoying, it's actually destroying our ability to do real work.
Exactly.
The core idea is that email has become the operating system for our work lives. Instead of a structured process for getting things done, we have this free-for-all where every task gets fragmented into a dozen tiny messages.
Yeah, and every time we switch from a task to answer an email, we pay a cognitive penalty. It takes mental energy to refocus. Over a whole day, that adds up to a massive drain.
Right.
Newport traces the problem back to the early 1990s, when email just appeared and everyone adopted it because it was so much better than what came before. But no one stopped to design how it should actually be used.
So we ended up with this default workflow where anyone can interrupt anyone, anytime. And we've convinced ourselves that's just what work is. But Newport says that's a historical accident.
Exactly.
And the result is that we're spending our attention capital, our finite pool of mental energy, on low-value administrative overhead. We're not doing deep work, we're just routing messages.
And deep work is really the whole point, right? He defines it as professional activities done in a state of distraction-free concentration that push your cognitive limits. That's where real value gets created.
Right.
So the solution isn't to manage your inbox better. It's to redesign the workflow itself. Newport proposes replacing ad hoc communication with structured, deliberate processes.
Okay, so give me an example. What does that actually look like?
One of the biggest things is reducing who can interrupt you. Instead of everyone emailing everyone, you organize work like a professional services firm. You have clear project leads and communication flows through them.
So you create a bottleneck. That feels counterintuitive, but I can see how it would cut down on the noise.
Exactly.
Another tool is the Project Hub, a single shared space for each project with all the info, plans, status, decisions, and tasks. Instead of emailing for an update, you just check the hub.
So you move from conversation-based work to document-based work. The work happens in the hub, not in the inbox.
Yes.
And then there's the idea of batching email. Check it 2 or 3 times a day and let your colleagues know that's your protocol. It takes social courage, but it's essential.
I love that he calls out the culture of immediate response. We think a fast reply means we're professional, but really it just shows we're chaotic.
Right.
A delayed, thoughtful response is more valuable than an immediate half-baked one. Newport says you have to train your colleagues to understand that.
And what about managers? He has a whole section on leaders, right?
Yeah.
The most important thing a manager can do is stop using email to assign work. Instead, use a shared task management system and replace status meetings with shared documents that everyone updates before the meeting.
So the meeting time is spent on actual problem solving instead of just listening to updates.
Exactly.
It's about moving from a person-centric approach, where you go to a person to get something done, to a process-centric one. You go to a process.
That's a big shift. Newport doesn't pretend it's easy. He says the hive mind feels safe because it gives us an illusion of control and social connection.
Right.
We feel productive when we clear our inbox, but that's false productivity. The real question is, what's the point of all this communication? It's to get work done. If communication gets in the way, it has to change.
So the ultimate takeaway is to become a digital minimalist in your professional life. Use technology with intention, not just because it's there.
And the path isn't deleting your email account. It's about making email a minor background utility, not the central nervous system of your work.
The one thing I'm taking away is that I need to stop treating my inbox like a to-do list. I need to batch it and set boundaries. I already told my team I'm only checking email at 10 and 3 starting tomorrow.
That's great. And honestly, if you want to go deeper on this or any other book, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. You get over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. You can find it at 7minutebooks.com/app. For me, this book's whole point is that your attention is your most valuable resource, and you have both the right and the responsibility to protect it. We'll see you in the next one.